This conference is being recorded.
Hello, it's Suda.
Hey, Suda.
Hi, honey.
Welcome.
I want to hear about this.
It's fun to see who joins these calls. Who just came on?
Glenda Tavermina.
Hey, welcome, Glenda.
Thank you, Sheva.
I was just saying to my friend Suda, who just showed up on the call, who I haven't spoken with, gosh, in what, Suda, maybe almost a year, huh?
I don't know whether it's been that long. You were on your way up to Ashland.
Yeah, that would be about 8-9 months ago.
Yeah.
And Darshan joined the last call last Monday, and I hadn't spoken with him in 8 years.
Wow.
So, Glenda, I was just sharing with Suda that these calls are so wonderful. I just started doing them. But it's really fun. I'm getting reunited with all these people in my mailing list that I haven't had a chance to connect with in years and years.
So are you going to have regular Monday calls, Sheva?
Yes, there will be a free Monday call as long as I'm in a reasonable time zone.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I'm not, what we'll do is we'll play a recording from a previous call. So every Monday night at 5 p.m. Pacific time, we'll have one of these Heart Start to Your Week calls.
Is it going to be the same number?
Yes, it will always stay the same number. As long as, you know, if there's...
Batsheva?
Hey, Batsheva, welcome.
Batsheva, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm really glad you could join us. It sounds like two other people came on as well.
Okay.
Hello, Sheva. This is Suzanne from New Jersey.
Welcome, Suzanne. I'm so glad you could join us again.
Thank you. So am I. And I have a friend with me. I'll let her say hello, okay?
Yes, please.
Hello, Sheva. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you live in New Jersey as well?
I live in New Jersey, yes. I met Suzanne in California at the HeartMath Institute.
Oh, wonderful. So you did the 101 provider training as well?
Yes, in December of 06. Five.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and we have a couple people on the call. Batsheva's one of them who arrived simultaneous to you, who is interested perhaps at one point in doing the HeartMath 101 provider training. Is there anything you guys want to share about your experience that might be fun for Batsheva and the others to hear?
We probably have some things to share during the evening.
Good. Well, we'll definitely create a space for that as we go. Okay. I just want to let everyone on the call know that this call is being recorded because I find that, for one thing, I have clients in time zones all over the world. And so for some of them, it's actually today's Monday for us, but for some of them, it's actually Tuesday in the middle of their night. And so I'm recording these calls so that they get to listen to them at their convenient waking hours, for one thing,
okay.
And also so that people can listen to the calls at any time if there's something in here that you guys would like to review. So you'll get an email with how to do that. And who is it that just joined us?
Hi, it's Sarah in Michigan.
Hey, Sarah. That's so nice. I just love it. These calls have become like Christmas morning for me. And that little bell goes off and like, oh, I get to open a new Christmas present.
Merry Christmas.
See? I feel it. That, there's that Sierra feeling. For anybody on the call. Oh, yeah, please, go ahead.
Another Christmas present, Sheva. It's Mandy. It's been a while.
Mandy! Oh, my God.
I just got your email. I jumped up and down. So, oh, I have time to get on this call, and here's Sheva.
Oh, no, my hands are sweating and my eyes are tearing.
I'm giving you a big hug.
I think that's what's meant by your cup running over. Aww. I have to share with you guys on the call who Mandy is, and I've just been saying how remarkable it is to be reunited, but also I see this is the potential for really for what Fiera is, and I was about to talk to everyone, because I said, this is that Fiera feeling. My hands are sweating. My heart is leaping out of my chest. And at Fiera, this is the feeling that we like to give people and teach them how to access it and the health benefits that it brings. And we discovered as we were sort of branding our company that there's a word in the English language for depression and fatigue and the daily grind and anxiety. We call that stress, right? And there's this common word in the vernacular for that, but at Fiera we were like, there's not really a word for that feeling of aliveness and fullness of heart when you feel on purpose and connected to all that is. And so we created one. Since it's our mission to create more of that in the world, we decided we needed a word for it as well. And who is it that just joined us?
My name is Ed.
Ed, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
I
apologize for being late.
Oh, no, please. It's casual. And how did you find us?
Through my daughter.
Oh, wonderful.
Right. So that's how I get on the mailing list, through my daughter.
Who's your daughter?
My daughter is Bridget.
Ah, Bridget Kane. Is that it?
Right. Correct.
Wonderful. Welcome. Bridget is just one of my greatest joys right now. It's so remarkable to see when people discover the very simple power of the tools that HeartMath has developed, which we teach through Fiera.
It's made a big difference for Bridget.
Yeah, she's such a great example. You know, it can reverse. I'm working with people who have been on antidepressant medication for 10 years or anti-anxiety drugs for 10, 15 years, and within a few weeks they've been able to get off their meds.
Wow.
And feel totally at the helm of their own emotions, just with some simple tools and a little bit of scientific understanding from HeartMath.
Yeah.
It's remarkable for me to get to participate in this and watch. And Ed, before you joined us, I was just remarking these calls have been a great joy for me because all these people in my mailing list that I've been out of touch with for a long time, I'm getting reunited with. And one of them who joined us right before you, Mandy, I haven't spoken with you in a couple of years now, huh? Or at least a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but for those of you that heard my reaction to Mandy joining the call, Mandy was one of the first people that helped me get from a state of high anxiety and very, very low depression to a place where I could find the HeartMath tools that I was using and apply them in my life to get results. Mandy was a coach for me, and she just had a remarkable impact on my life. And so it's really lovely to hear your voice and to have you join us now, Mandy.
Thank you, Sheva. Now my eyes are tearing and my hands are
So the way that I'd like to really get started tonight is just for all of us to take a moment and appreciate this opportunity that we have to come together. I'm always really affected by being on these calls where I have people participating from certainly all across the United States and often other countries as well, straddling many time zones, and this idea of the world getting smaller and smaller because of our technology and our telecommunications, it's just extraordinary. And it allows us to exchange information and learn from each other and relieve suffering and grow and appreciate so much more. So we could just take a moment to appreciate that we get to spend this time together at all. And there's such vibrant energy on the call right now of reunions, as I'm personally being reunited with a lot of people I haven't spoken with in a long time. And I want you to just take a moment and connect with whatever your own experience of the joy of being reunited with someone or some aspect of yourself might be. Even for you, Ed, it could be being reunited with aspects of Bridget that went underground when she was having a hard time, right?
That's exactly right.
So seeing those places that get reawakened is a reunion within ourselves or the people we love or care about, just like being reunited in person. So just taking a moment to appreciate any direct experience that you yourself have had of reunions. And at some point, I'd love to open up the call and let you guys share some of the stories that are coming to you, because I'm sure that there are some on the call. How is all this related to the topic for tonight, which is how Sheva got chosen to train one of the largest circus companies in the world? It's actually the heaviest show on Earth. That's their claim to fame. Love that. They have over 50 horses. And the heaviest circus tent in the world. I think there's like 48 trucks that have to carry them around. And they have to rent or charter several jets to fly all their horses to Europe and all their performers and all their stuff. And they send their tents by boat. And so weight-wise, they're the biggest circus in the world, which is pretty funny. How does the energy of reunion have anything to do with how I train the circus? Well, it's interesting, really, because it's all of these things have so much to do with, in terms of the power of the heart and what I teach and what I'm learning on a daily basis, because teaching is learning. There's no question about that. How do we manifest what really matters to us? Whether it's that you have a child that you care about who's suffering and you want their suffering to stop, or whether you have a vision and a dream to accomplish something in the world, how is it that we actually do that? And it starts with care. It can stop with overcare. Because overcare is like static to the care getting there. And just for you guys to know, if anybody needs to kind of move around or open things, you can always hit, I think it's *6 or just the number 6. Let me check for you, which will mute your phone. And then if you want to talk, you can just hit it again, and that will bring you back on the call. So for any of you who who need to, who are in a, yeah, who are in a noisy environment, just press 6 and that'll mute the call. So it's really caring that drives manifestation. And it turns out that research from HeartMath shows us that care creates a uniquely coherent signature in the heart rhythm, which causes all of our physical senses, our physiological functions, and our brain and hearts to actually work together, like a reunion. And when they're working together, we're more efficient and we feel better. And when we're more efficient and we feel better, we can see more clearly what's going on in life, respond more appropriately, and get more done. So what seems esoteric on the one hand becomes very practical on the other. And so care drives the reunion of things, their synchronization, whether it's our own autonomic nervous system and the physiology behind that, or whether it's wanting to manifest something in the world and uniting our vision with our action with the manifestation. So this business of getting a chance to train the circus really actually came first from that. It's very interesting because one of the things that I personally struggle with a lot is I have a lot of vision, but a lot of ambition. And ambition can be very stressful for me because I have this giant measuring stick that I'm measuring where I am and what I'm doing against some idea I have in my head of where I should be. And I'm probably the only person on the call that has that experience.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure.
Well, we can measure our long measuring sticks against each other and see who has the longest one.
Right.
And what I end up doing is actually throwing myself into a stress response that then circumvents my ability to really act on what I do care about. And in some ways, the idea of training Kavalya, which is the heaviest show on earth, was no different. There was a story that I told myself that, wow, if I could get this gig, then I'd really be somebody. Then I'm important and I'm special because I'm training people who are important and special and who, like, sit in front of or do miraculous things in front of 2,000 people every night, which must mean I'm important. And all those vanities and all those ambitions are you know, they're standard human things where there's insecurity and trying to prove yourself and all of that. But what that static does is rob the real source of value that we bring to things and rob, or in my case anyway, the real power that I had to manifest the situation. So it's very interesting to see what happened and how all this came together. And all the lessons that happen in everything that we experience. There are so many in this one for me. It started because when my father died, which was 2.5 years ago, I got it into my head that the people who were the most supportive to me through that time, I wanted to take them to this show called Kavalya. And does anybody on the call, by the way, not know what Kavalya is?
I don't.
Who is
I don't
that
either.
One? Okay, so that was...
I don't either.
And so Kavalya is the equestrian sort of version of Cirque du Soleil.
Oh.
And it's absolutely breathtaking. Yes, your oohs and your ahs are rightly placed. Very good sound effect. It's just stunning and breathtaking, and it is about the relationship between human beings and horses. and really the relationship and their heart connection with each other. And a lot of the scenes in Kavalya, the horses are actually driving the scene rather than the human being. So they don't do the same thing every night.
Wow.
And it's breathtaking. I can't even begin to do it justice in describing it, but I don't know. What I'd invite you guys to do to get a taste of this is if you were to just take a moment and recall a time when you saw something of such exquisite visual beauty that it either brought you to tears or your mouth dropped open. Have you ever had that experience where your mouth literally drops open? When I saw Kavalya, my mouth literally was open in disbelief for 2 hours straight. Impossible things were happening. Women were flying from the rafters on bungee cords, dancing above horses who were galloping underneath them, landing on their backs for little moments at a time and then flying above them again. It's just with a live band. It was something that was an all-consuming experience where I completely lost the death of my father because I was so present in the moment. So just witnessing that performance created Fiera in me. It gave me that feeling of being in the depth of my heart in the present moment, fully loving and appreciating life and what was right in front of me. And through a fun series of coincidences, I ended up knowing the woman that was the star of the show, and she invited us backstage. And through another fun series of coincidences, I ended up becoming the godmother of her daughter. And obviously became very close with her husband as well, who was one of the artistic directors on the show. And so as we were talking, I got some of the behind-the-scenes information as well about some of the struggles that the performers go through. And what I want to communicate to you guys right now about this piece of how this opportunity came to me is that there's no proactive step that you ever take in life